KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have sunny skies and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We expect it to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 71, with winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour and mostly clear tonight, low of 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday heard from Jotham Arbor with the County Environmental Health Office with regard to a 28E cost-sharing agreement with the Iowa DNR as it pertains to wells for drinking water, geothermal, and other uses.
The DNR is busy revamping their 28E agreements with the counties for the Grants to Counties program. And so the Grants to Counties program is the program that allows us to go out and do free water tests for people in Cass County. It allows us to rehab wells and to close abandoned wells and then pay the homeowners the $500 reimbursement for wells. And then it's the $1,000 for reimbursing for the rehab of wells.
He says the 28E agreement with the DNR doesn't change much. It essentially adds some new language and puts on a five-year cycle. Arbor says it provides requirements for permits if someone is putting in a well and allows permitting fees to come straight to the county. He said that there are 55 wells in Cass County that have been closed on an annual basis and another 27 open.
A lot of those wells that are going in right now are not necessarily drinking water wells because there is rural water. Most of those are geothermal wells. We see a lot of geothermal wells going in for the heating of properties. It's a very efficient way to heat a property.
The board tabled action on approving that 28E agreement until they could more thoroughly review it. Action is expected during the board's next meeting on September 30th. In other business, Cass County Engineer Trent Wolken said that, as we mentioned last hour, Olive Street would be open later that day on Tuesday, which it was, to traffic. So now you can travel north out of Atlantic on Olive Street or County Road N16. The Boston Road Bridge, however, well, that was hoped to be opening this week, and it may not open for another 2 to 3 weeks because of an issue with the guardrail installation, subcontractor getting enough workers to complete the job. Wolken said they're looking at options that could result in the Boston Road Bridge opening next week, but that's still far from certain.
We're looking at options of possibly opening it without guardrail and putting up barricades and things like that versus leaving it closed for possibly 2 to 3 weeks.
He said also a box culvert project along the Adair Cass line to Victoria Road is essentially complete, with the grading being finished on that. And they're still working on the Indian Creek Road box culvert project.
Maintenance-wise, we have still doing some bulk rock, contract rock. We're doing about 14 miles per district, about 200 tons to the mile now. Some of our stub roads and finishing that up. Still have one more pipe to put in.
And the board approved a 28E agreement with the Cass County and the City of Atlantic for the repair of West 6th Street Bridge over the Nishnabotna River. Wolken said the cost of that project, about $410,000, will be split 50-50 between the city and the county. The board yesterday discussed the future of the county-owned Willow Heights building and adjacent farmland. Board of Supervisors Chair Steve Byers said the entity was scheduled to have looked at that facility Tuesday morning. Supervisor Steve Green said that with regard to the land, the county shouldn't be in the landlord business. It should be working toward contributing to an economic development fund.
And the facility itself, I don't know where the state's going to go with its handling of mental health, but if a private entity wants to purchase that land and be in that business. And I think almost every county in the state has gotten out of that business as a county. And as long as it's a entity that is going to properly care for the facility and the patrons, then let's sell it.
Z-Virus said if an entity wants to purchase the facility, the county has the obligation to vet them first, and that's with regard to security, based on the present facility that entity may operate, and what their financial position is. No action was taken during Tuesday's supervisors' board meeting on selling that property. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports four arrests took place over the past week. 63-year-old Michael Allen Bloom of Greenfield was arrested September 14th in Bridgewater on a Taylor County warrant. He was transported directly to meet with Taylor County deputies. 55-year-old Michelle Renee Evans of Bridgewater was arrested in Greenfield September 15th on an Adair County warrant for 6 counts of animal neglect with serious injury or death. She remains in the Adair County Jail on a $12,000 cash or surety bond. As of last report, 36-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Prickrell of West Des Moines was arrested September 16th on 2 separate Adair County warrants for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,000. And 45-year-old Scott William Richard Funk of Grimes was arrested September 16th in Greenfield on a Polk County felony warrant for dominion or control of a firearm by a domestic abuse offender and possession of a controlled substance for his defense. Funk's bond was set at $4,500. That's a check of the news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.